96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Yes, we do. We have a hot topic tonight, a report from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University has found that for the first time in history, didn't even know they were studying this historically, but I guess they are, women are cheating at nearly the same rate as men, but without the consequences. That report published in New York Magazine. Ooh, well, why is this? What's behind it? What do you think about that? Well, my guests are talking about it. Psychologist Dr. Audrey Chapman, Janks Morton, filmmaker, male activist, and social commentator, and Omar Tyree, award-winning, best-selling author and journalist. Lines are open. Give us a call. What do you think? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Boy, didn't know you were going to come in for this one, did you, gang? Thank you. Thank you all for coming in. Okay, so that, you know, that's the gist of it. This report saying that women are stepping up to the plate as it relates to, you know, infidelity. They are doing it with fewer consequences. I want everybody to answer this. Ladies first. Dr. Chapman, what do you think about that?
I knew I was going to be first somehow.
Oh, well, you know, always a gentleman. Absolutely. Let the ladies get their feet wet first. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, the report doesn't surprise me at all, because obviously,
really?
I'm in the trenches of people. You know, I do couples work. That's what I do for a living, as a therapist, and people come in with their complaints or problems around their relationships, and I am seeing more often that it is the woman that has had the affair and not the man. So that's not an unusual set of circumstances. Women are better at it. They are smoother.
You should see Jax's face right now.
They handle their business a whole lot better. They are very detailed. They are not sloppy. They don't leave receipts. And, you know, just they don't get on the computer and the cell phones and stuff like that where, you know, they're going to get caught. Obviously, some are not as good at it as others, but I know women that have had affairs that their husbands have never known anything about.
Janks, what do you think about this? And you may need a sip of water and put your eyeballs back in your head, because when Audrey was talking, it was like, ooh.
I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I'm going to say it. Just like the way it was shared with me when I was a young man. First off, one, if you ain't married, it ain't cheating. That's a hard line that was
drilled. Oh, are you serious?
That's where I come from. I had a grumpy old uncle. One thing I will say to give this survey credit is that it was sponsored by NIH, so it's legit. The numbers kind of play out funny. It's 23.9% of men, 19.2%. They say it's equivocal. Well, there's really no statistical difference. That's the boring part. The real part of
and
it
also
is when
people aren't honest with these kinds of surveys.
Well, then you can invalidate the whole thing if you want to start with that preface.
Right.
But I'm going to take it for what it's worth, because what I will say is that it looked like it was a pretty transparent setting. It was not a double blind crossover, but basically it's saying that, look, we're going to give you a survey, be as honest as forthcoming as possible.
Sure.
The numbers almost come at parity. The backstory to kind of what was interesting to me was the first piece of data I want to see when they say women cheat as much as men. I was like, are we talking about single folks? Are we talking about married folks? Mm-hmm. Are we talking about LGBT? Who are we talking about?
They're talking about heterosexuals.
Heterosexuals in monogamous relationships.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
my first
totally
thing is, as a married man is, okay, so the challenge that we do in the work and the research that we do is that you'll take a smidgen and then throw it on the group. So I think it's really unfair to say that women cheat as much as men, mm-hmm. because you aren't telling me who are we talking about. Mm-hmm. So, and you take that off the table, and then I'm not trying to invalidate what they did, but I want to put some clarity on the lens that they're trying to do. At Parity is the New York magazine. The way they do the article, they come up with this great anecdotal story about Elizabeth sitting in the corner feeling alone.
Well, you got to have an anecdote. You got to make it interesting.
With the research, though, okay, so mm-hmm. if we just do the anecdote, that's how you get there are more black men in jail than in college. That's the problem. Okay. So I'm weaving that back in there. Okay. So I want to put with clarity on, we don't really know who or what they were talking to. When I say who, can I say that black women cheated the same rate as black men?
Said women.
Yeah.
They didn't even put a culture or race.
Right. It was no mm-hmm. racial construct. So then they just come out with this blasted headline that women cheat as much as men, and then they don't give you like the I wish I had the headline, but
I'm going to put you on the sofa. Okay. Let me go to Omar. Tyree. Your thoughts about this.
Right. You're hitting the nail right on the head. You know, I'm a journalist, came out of Howard University with that degree, and whenever white folks come up with something, it gets this gigantic boost. Yes. You know, they have a book out right now called 50 Shades of Grey, which was like this sexual revolution for white women. I have a good friend of mine named Zane who has been writing sexual revolution.
Omar, hold on now. Nobody said anything about black women, white women, Asian women, brown women. It just said...
I love my sisters too.
But my question is not about the race. I just want to tell me what
it's
you think.
It's always about race. Okay. You have any
thank you, Omar.
Like
you know, get him away from that.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Omar.
All right, well, tell you what. All right, let me see if we can race to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. By the way, Omar, you do have some of my money. I purchased your book, so how about that? Let's go. There you go. Angela calling from Oxon Hill. Angela, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, how you guys doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay, well, I do have a comment. I do believe more women are cheating, just as well as the men, and we don't suffer any consequences because I think the men are guilty. They may know that we're cheating, but they're not doing anything about it because it might give them a little peace of mind.
Well, wait. What are they guilty of?
Because they're cheating as well.
Jeez.
Oh.
And herein lies the problem.
Oh.
Yeah. They're cheating as well. And if you go out and stay out till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, there's really no consequences or repercussions because they're like, well, she's doing it. I'm not going to say nothing because I know what I'm doing.
So you're saying what's good for the goose is good for the gander?
I think that's what it is. And that's the situation that I'm in right now. So I'm living.
So, well, let me ask you real quick, Angela. How did you get there, and why? Briefly, why are you in that situation?
Well, the reason why is because my husband doesn't work here in Maryland. He always travels, so he's never home. Mm-hmm. And then when I tell him about different things that need to be done, when he is home, it's not being taken care of. Mm. So who knows what's going on when he's out there. And when he comes back, we're still not getting it taken care of. So what does that leave me to do?
Oh, I see. And I when you're talking about things being taken care of, I take it you're not talking about taking out the garbage.
No, I'm talking about taking care of your wife like you're supposed to be taking care of.
Okay. Interesting point, Angela.
And by the way, Harold, that's the number one reason that women tend to stray. They don't feel that their emotional needs and their social needs are being taken care of.
But is that black women or white women, Omar?
I would say cross the board.
Okay. Angela, thank you so much. Listen, good luck to you, you know, in any decision that you, you know, decide to make. And certainly we hope that you have an amicable resolution to your situation. I appreciate you calling and being honest with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about women and cheating, a new report saying that women are doing it as much as men with fewer consequences. You can give us a call. You want to talk about your experiences, your thoughts, the whole bit. Are you surprised as to what the report is suggesting, and also what Dr. Chapman is saying, Omar, about the reasons behind it, are the reasons always different? Men just about sex, women about emotional needs. Omar, your thoughts about that?
Well, Angela had a great point. You know what I mean? Where you got a lot of traveling, You know, I know a lot of people in the military, and you want to talk about dysfunctional relationships? The military is the worst place for relationships because they have people that are all over the world, and you don't even know when they're coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And so in those situations, if you look at the military specifically, there's no way in the world you can keep your man or woman is constantly away from you. And so you don't have any emotional, so that's just a phone call relationship and letters relationship. And so, yeah, she's on point with that travel situation. That's always going to be an issue because you don't have the person around you on a normal, you know, situation where you're intimate with them and around them in that regular way. So that's always going to be a case for women and men when they don't have the mate that's around them on the norm.
But I would say to you, as a couples therapist, I see people who are in the same household, but they are not connecting to each other. They might as well, one of them might as well be in California, and the other one might as well be in New York for the amount of time that they spend sharing intimate experiences with each other, taking time with each other, having fun with each other. Supporting each other, listening to each other's concerns or fears or ups and downs. They don't do any of that. They do the basic stuff, you know, taking care of the house, running the house, making sure the kids get to school, that kind of stuff. But they are not connecting to each other. And I think that's also a problem.
We're going to talk more about this new report, Women and Cheating, what's behind it, and what are the consequences of it. Boy, this is a hot conversation. You want to get a piece of this conversation. Gosh, I shouldn't have put it like that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Want to hear from you. What do you think about it? Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. The Howard